summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Tim. The US payrolls report, or jobs report, is coming out tonight and is seen as a key barometer for whether the Fed will raise interest rates this year. What can we expect from the report?
Well, August payrolls that are released in September, at least the past four, I believe, have all undershot expectations. Now, I don't know if you can pass performance as any guarantee of future results, but I can say if the number comes in above 180 and 200, that the odds of a Fed rate hike on September in September in 3 weeks will go up from about 34% to probably 50-50.
The U.S. dollar is strengthening considerably. How do you think this will square against the job numbers?
Well, I think that the dollar is rallying in anticipation of strong job numbers and an imminent Fed rate hike, if not September, sometime perhaps at least in December, but the trajectory of U.S. rates is seen as higher. And that, I think, has to concern the Fed. And the dollar is, I think, at least leaning and tilting towards Fed tightening. And I think that's very clear. So if the economic data supports it, I think that trend looks like it will continue, especially with the BOJ coming up on September 21st.
So you were touching on the story of the U.S. economic data that points to recovery. And finally, the Fed is reacting to this kind of news after so long. With this anticipation, do you think that the Fed's it might raise rates not just once, but twice this year?
Well, I think that if the numbers are inordinately strong tonight or tomorrow morning, my time, then I think you might have a shot for twice. But, okay, they're talking about strong data, but the reality of it is the data and global data is not that strong. The Fed wishes they would have tightened several years ago, and they didn't. And they need to get ahead of the curve because what they're afraid of is they're not going to have any ammo should the economy stall later next year or whatnot if they continue the zero-rate policy. So the benefits of the zero interest rates look like they're outweighing any tightening. So they really would like to tighten. They're going to use the employment data as a justification. But the reality of it is the economy is not really that strong. However, inflation, which should scare them, is ticking up. And if that dictates, then I think they're in big trouble.
You were touching on the global economic data. Let's focus a little bit on the emerging markets. Right now, the MSCI Emerging Market Index has slipped 0.3% to 891 points. This is the second slip in this week. How do you think the emerging markets will react to a stronger U.S. economy?
I think the same way they reacted last year when we raised rates and in January. So I think that the strength of the dollar is going to, I think, cause some tension in the emerging markets, which have really rallied tremendously since the springtime. So I think there's a potential for a setback should the Fed continue, should the dollar continue to strengthen, and should the Fed go ahead and tighten. I think that there'd be some sort of correction coming in the emerging markets for sure.
So coming on this month of September, we saw that August was a rather sleepy month among traders and investors. How do you think September will react? Will it be a busy month for investors and traders?
I think that volatility was so low and the trading was so dull in August that we're due for some sort of, I think, action in this month. So I think we'll get that. And, you know, I also think as we get past this into this election season, we'll see volatility. But even with this fiscal stimulus that's being bandied about now in the U.S., I think that's going to be something that we're going to be dealing with, especially on the interest rate front. I mean, you know, the Fed may, that could be forcing the Fed's hand at some point in time. So I think this Fed rate cycle here is in play. And I also believe that you've got the election cycle very much in play. And let's also not forget the BOJ. If they disappoint and this yen strengthens again, I think that's going to spell some big trouble as well.
So over the weekend, there will be a G20 summit. Leaders of the world's 20 most powerful countries, including China and European countries, are going to sit down together. Do you think that the president, U.S. President Barack Obama, will put some pressure on the Chinese to tighten their global excess steel capacity?
Well, I think that the whole world wants China to do that with the excess supply that they're putting out to the entire world. So I think that could be a topic. But I think Barack Obama's leaving. They know that. And I don't think he's going to carry a lot of weight in this meeting whatsoever. But this China overcapacity is an issue. But I also think that right now you have the two main considerations in my view right now. Number one, the Fed. And number two, I think the BOJ. Because the BOJ wants to weaken the yen. Are they going to allow the Bank of Japan to maybe buy foreign bonds, sort of a de facto intervention in the FX market? So I think those are going to be the two front and center topics of this meeting.
Still on China, the shadow lending by listed Chinese banks have actually surged in the first half of this year. Do you think this is a cause for concern for that economy?
Absolutely, I think it is. You know, that right now, as long as it's a capital control country, that I think they can handle it, although that this problem will ultimately, I think, come to some sort of a resolution. But for right now, it's a capital control country, so they're getting away with it. But certainly, the shadow lending market and this wealth management market, where a lot of those products find their way, went from 7 trillion yuan to 23 trillion yuan in a period of 3 years. So I think it's a major issue right now, and I think this debt issue needs to be dealt with. Question is, can they do anything before this restructuring of the standing committee, which is going to come next year?
Another important meeting other than the G20 is the OPEC meeting. Do you think that Saudi Arabia will react quite volatile in terms of flooding the market with oil supply?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to flood the market with it. I think right now Iran, we're talking about, you know, what they thought Iran could do, 1.5 million barrels a day. They're talking about 4 million barrels a day for output. You got Libya that still not really has some issues. And there's still sabotage issues in Nigeria. So I think on balance, expectations are probably muted for this OPEC meeting. But I do think you might get some kind of token cooperation where at least they're going to kind of cap production at current levels, or at least some sort of rhetoric like that, in my view. So while oil prices, I think, are in a 40 to 50 range, and I think they may spend more time towards 40 than 50 in the next month or so, I do think that they're going to hold in pretty well, and I don't really look for OPEC to be flooding the market by any means. I think they're going to try and show some kind of, maybe surprise the market. They don't want another disaster like we had last April.
That was Tim Mulholland, Managing Partner at China America Capital Company. We're calling him from Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!